We have come to Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes this as one of the most pleasant, beautiful of all the gardens of Sri Jagannath Puri. In the description of Sri Ratha Yatra, it explains how Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, would be riding upon their carts. The carts are very high, built very opulently, with all sorts of elaborate decorations. Have any of you here ever been to Ratha Yatra in Puri? Someday, with Jagannath's mercy, perhaps we will come for Ratha Yatra one day. Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, is in the mood of returning to Vrindavan during Ratha Yatra. From his high seat on his chariot, with his beautiful lotus-like eyes, he looks on both sides and sees the many gardens of Puri. When he looks upon these beautiful gardens, he sees the very gardens of Sri Vrindavan. One of the foremost of all these gardens is Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one evening, was wandering from one garden to another with his associates, such as Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami and Srila Ramananda Rai. They came to Jagannath Ballabha Gardens. This was the full moon night of the month of Vaishakha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this garden as none different than Vrindavan. The trees and the creepers reminded him so much of Vrindavan. How beautiful! All the flowers were blooming with sweet aromic senses. The bumblebees and the birds, like Shuka and Sari, were discussing one another songs in glorification of Radha and Krishna. The moon was illuminating all of the flowers and the leaves of every tree. The breeze appeared to be taking the position of the guru of all of the flowers, branches, and leaves and the trees as he made them all appear to dance. In this most sweet atmosphere, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were dancing and chanting from one tree to another throughout this garden. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing a particular verse from Gita Govinda. That verse was Lalita Lavangalata. Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing and dancing. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya saw a beautiful Ashok tree. Under that tree, Lord Shamsundar appeared to him. He was standing in his threefold bending form, complexion like a deep, dark monsoon rain cloud. His beautiful lotus eyes glancing upon Lord Chaitanya and a smile upon his face. He was decorated very delicate, beautiful forest flowers, and he had peacock feather in his hair. Lord Chaitanya, seeing the object of his life's goal, Krishna, standing before him, swiftly ran to Krishna. Krishna smiled and then disappeared. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell unconscious to the ground. When he came to consciousness again, he smelled the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body everywhere. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting and running, he was going every tree all around asking, "Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna?" But wherever he went, he did not see Krishna, but only smelled the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai sang beautiful, beautiful songs to try to pacify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his separation. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was just like a bumblebee. Have you ever seen how a bumblebee goes from one flower to the next flower, to the next flower, and then to the next flower? Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was going from one tree to one creeper, to one plant, to one flower, to another tree in this garden, searching for Krishna, being attracted by the sweet fragrance that the breeze was carrying. In this way, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees danced in Sri Jagannath Vallabha Gardens throughout the entire night. When morning came, they went to bathe in the sea, after which they went to the temple of Jagannath for his darshan, where they continued the congregational chanting of Krishna's name.
Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Ram Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
As we entered into the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, there is an Ashok tree, which is said to be the very tree or descendant of the tree. Actually, they say it is the very tree under which Krishna appeared to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Jagannath arrives at the Gundicha temple at the conclusion of the Ratha Yatra parade, he remains within Gundicha for 9 days. At that time, it is said that Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami enjoy the pastimes of Vrindavan. The gardens within the Gundicha temple are none different than the Vrindavan gardens. During that 9 days, Lord Chaitanya each year would rest every night in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. It is also said that sometimes Ramananda Rai would train the young Devidasis to dance and to act in such devotional ways for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Srila Ramananda Rai wrote a very beautiful devotional drama called the Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. And when he would teach the young girls how to perform their parts as the gopis and the sakis, and how to dance, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the most extraordinary pastime in which Ramananda Rai exhibited the unparalleled devotional quality of such complete absorption in the service of Lord Jagannath that he was utterly indifferent to any of the external appearances or pleasures of this material world. In this very cool and pleasing atmosphere of Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, we can pray to Guru Vaishnavas and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that we too may leave behind once and for all this endless search for material enjoyment and fix our consciousness in His service. The pleasing atmosphere of Vaikuntha, the abode of Vrindavan itself, manifests within our heart when we purify it through service to Guru and Vaishnavas, always remembering Krishna and chanting His holy names. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. At this time, we will take prasad and then continue procession to Gundicha Mandir. On the way out, you can all go in the temple to our right side, except those who are not born in India. You should enjoy sitting in the beautiful gardens. Thank you very much. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was celebrating Ratha Yatra with his devotees, it is described the cart stopped. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced very ecstatically for some time before Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, and they watched him with great astonishment. Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, was watching the beautiful form of Gauranga dancing before him in love. Can everyone hear? Lord Chaitanya, actually the king and all of his servants and ministers brought thousands and thousands of preparations. Then all of the Brahmins and all of the general local people from their homes. This is the one day a year, the one place and one time when everyone, whoever they may be, could offer personally their bhoga before the original forms of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. It's a great festival. The carts of Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath were surrounded by mountains and mountains, thousands and thousands of preparations brought in all different varieties of leaf plates, gold plates, silver plates. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into a nearby garden and laid on a raised platform to rest. On the instructions of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and with the blessings of all the devotees, Maharaj Prataparudra, in the disguise of a very simple, ordinary Vaishnava mendicant, entered into the garden and received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ready causeless mercy. He massaged his feet, massaged his legs. He sang the songs of the gopis as contained in Gopi Gita. Jayatite dikham janmanagrita. And when he sang the beautiful song, the prayer, describing how Krishna's, the message of Krishna is like nectar. And anyone who distributes this nectar of the message of Krishna is the most munificent welfare worker. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and embraced Maharaja Prataparudra, said, "You are most munificent, you are most munificent." Again and again he embraced the king, fulfilling all of his desires. At one time Lord Chaitanya asked Maharaj Prithviraja, "You are putting me in so much happiness. Who are you?" Previously Lord Chaitanya would not meet him because he was a king. King Prithviraja replied, "I am the servant of the servant of your servants. My only ambition in life is that you may accept me as the servant of your servants." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed to Maharaj Prataparudra in nearby garden his divine opulences. And then Maharaj Prataparudra came out of the garden and offered his most grateful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, whose mercy made this most wonderful event possible. It was here near the Balagandhi that they tried to begin the procession again by pulling the carts, but Lord Jagannath's cart would not move. Thousands of people were pulling, still it would not move. Then King Prataparudra sent for the biggest, strongest wrestlers. They were pulling with all of their strength. Still, it did not move. King Prataparudra brought the most powerful elephants of the kingdom, harnessed them to Jagannath's cart. All these elephants were struggling and straining as the elephant riders were poking them and whipping them. They were making great, great roaring sounds, struggling and straining, but the cart would not move even one inch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the garden and saw this and smiled. Then he released all the elephants. He took the ropes of the cart and placed it in his devotees' hands. He himself went behind the cart, and with his head, he began to push. As soon as he touched it, his beautiful lotus head, immediately the cart started rattling and making great sounds, began to move. The devotees were wonderstruck, because the ropes were in their hands, but they were not even pulling. They were just laying in the hands, and the cart was moving forward. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Shri Balagandhi ki! Rasagacha ki!